This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began doing a Focus and Amplify study of Romans 12. I pointed out that the last half of verse 21 states the focus cogently, "Overcome evil with good." There are some negative directives sprinkled throughout this chapter, but the overwhelming emphasis is positive in nature. How does one overcome evil with good in their everyday life? In reading over the chapter a few more times, I found there are three main points that amplify the focus. By using our spiritual gifts, verses 3 through 8, by exercising sincere love, verses 9 through 13, and by extending grace, especially when opposed, verses 14 through 20. Now that you have the basic development of the focus identified, read each section to see how Paul amplifies it further. In the first section, verses 3 through 8, Paul encourages us to establish an honest assessment of who we are. Notice how he puts it, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment." I like the way commentator Alford puts it, "Not to be high-minded above that which he ought to be minded, but to be minded as to be sober-minded." You will have a hard time using your spiritual gift or gifts effectively if you have a wrong appraisal of what God has given you. The emphasis here is on humility. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. That is a general tendency, but there are some who think less of themselves than they ought. That too is wrong. We are to make an honest judgment of how God has gifted us, and in humility give Him the glory as we serve Him.